It may already be too late. It may be impossible to turn the tide. Fellow Toastmasters and guests, they don't make them like they used to. Why is it that you could buy a washing machine 50 years ago and very likely get 40 years of life out of it, or more? And yet, a washing machine that you buy in the last 10 years or so, you'd be lucky if you got 10 years of life out of it. This is not a rhetorical question. Anybody want to put forward a possible answer as to why this is?
And market strategy to increase profit for corporations?
Based on price?
Yeah, because if they sell more, this will last less, they'll be able to sell more and therefore make a higher profit.
Built-in obsolescence is what you're saying.
Cheaper to make it out of crummier materials?
It's cheaper to make it out of crummier materials. Why does it have to be cheaper? Why does it have to be cheaper? Take recordable DVDs. This is something I know something about. Brand A and brand B, essentially identical discs. Brand A is sitting on the shelf for 50 cents. Brand B is sitting on the shelf for 40 cents. Now, if you take a poll, I reckon if I asked any one of you, is quality important when you're choosing a product? I would suspect that all of you would say yes. I would suspect that most people that I asked would say yes. But follow these people down the supermarket shelves. Follow these people down the department store aisles. And you'll find that the actions do not follow the words. This is what generally happens. Customer walks into the shop, sees brand A, sees brand B. This one's 50 cents, this one's 40 cents. Well, they're both going to do the same thing, aren't they? They're both essentially the same. Why should I pay 10 cents more for this one? What a rip-off! You feel incensed. We'll take the 40 cent one, thank you. And we feel good because we've struck a bargain. What a bargain! 10 cents off! These guys are hopeless. What a rip-off. What happens? Eventually, brand A wakes up. They're not selling as many discs as they used to. Brand A says, we must compete. We have to compete on price. We have to make this product cheaper. How do we do it? The most expensive part of manufacturing a recordable DVD is the creation of the stamper. A metal stamper is made. That stamper is used under high pressure to make each disc, the molten polypropylene that is injected into the machine, and each stamp makes the disc. Back in the olden days, when discs were about $5 or $6 each, they used that stamper about 10,000 times. Then it would be removed from the machine and a new stamper would be put on. That's a very expensive thing to do. Nowadays, the stamper is used well beyond 10,000, 50,000, 80,000, 100,000, on and on it goes until the thing really doesn't work anymore. You may buy brand B and it might work. And you go, fine, why would we waste 10 cents on this one? Brand B might work the first time, might work the second time you go back into the shop and buy another batch of them. The third time you go back in, you might just be unlucky. You might get the 100,000th pressing of the disc. A little message will come up on your computer screen as you're trying to burn it saying, disc failed. It doesn't say why, it just failed. And you take it as, well, that's the technology, oh, what a shame, that one didn't work, and into the bin it goes, or it becomes a coaster to the tank. Meanwhile, the relentless spiral to make it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper goes on. Something's got to give. DVD players. A few years ago, you could buy a DVD player, a good quality one, for $300 or $400. You could always buy the cheap ones. There was always somebody going to bring one out, sub $100, $80, $90. There was always going to be the audiophile one, the $2,000 one, that no one really in their right mind would spend that much money on. But they were available. But you could spend $300 or $400 on a good quality player, with good sound, good mechanics within the machine. and it would last years and years and years. Where is that machine now? They can't sell them anymore. People walk into the shop, there's the $300 player, there's one for $250. A player is a player, isn't it? We're not going to waste $50 on that one. Look at that one, $250, what a bargain. But on it goes. The spiral goes down until you go into some of the department stores and some of the so-called hi-fi stores, and you see them there for $50, $60. If your $50 or $60 DVD player lasts 6 months beyond the warranty, you've done very well. When it breaks, are you going to get it repaired for $50? You can't get the repairman to look at it for $50. Off it goes to landfill, and there you go, into the department store looking for your next bargain. What I'm trying to say here is it may not be too late. Let's send the manufacturers a message that we care about quality. I'm not saying go in and get deliberately ripped off. But what I am saying is look at the products available. If this one is better quality than this one, and it's not the audiophile one that's $2,000, but if it's a little bit dearer, but it's obviously better quality, this is the only way that you're going to send the message to the manufacturers that we do care about quality. Wouldn't it be marvellous if we could return to the good old days where you could buy a product and know that it was going to work well beyond the warranty period? 5 years, 10 years. If it's a washing machine, 40 years. It may not be too late, but it's going to take every single person to do it. Why not start now?